Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Bloomberg Audio Studios.
Podcasts, radio, news.
Shares at Amazon kind of bouncing around right now, but rallying in the after hours, 4.8%, gaining as much as 6% earlier. This after first quarter earnings per share beat estimates. We did see that results came in way ahead of estimates, including the key AWS segment, extending the company's recent streak of beating estimates. Second quarter sales and operating income guidance did, though, come in a touch soft.
All right, so let's get to it. With us is Bloomberg Intelligence senior analyst Poonam Goyal and Anurag Rana on Amazon and their outlook. Again, the stock up about 4.6%. Not sure where to start here because there's so many moving parts. Anurag, let me start with you in terms of, we always think about AWS, but tell us about, from your perspective, what jumps out for you for Amazon.
Yeah, I would say AWS margins. I mean, I just can't believe how big this number is at 37.6% operating margins compared to last year's 24%. So that's almost, 14% increase in that. That is just phenomenal and basically shows the scalability of this business model. And, frankly speaking, we weren't expecting these kinds of margins for several years out. So I think this is this should be really good sign for investors that this is really a good business model.
Anurag, how do they do this, given that Microsoft is catching up, given that Alphabet's Google is catching up? How did Amazon pull this off? How did they pull off these margins?
I think they did a lot of cost rationalization over the last few years. I remember all the, layoffs and things that we heard about. So I think that has to do with it. Now, I mean, to be very honest, I think this is going to be a time that these margins will over time go a little bit down because of new investments in generative AI and, things that they have to do to expand the capacity of their data centers. So at the same time, I mean, you've never seen 37.6% margins for AWS before.
All right. So forgive me, Poonam. Come on in because, the retail side of the business is really super important, too. So talk to us about what we saw on that side.
Sure. The retail numbers were actually just in line. So they met expectations and they looked good, that in advertising. I think the story really is on AWS. That's where the beat came from. But I would say, the guidance is light of expectations. And that may have something to do with online, because if you recall, the first quarter did have an earlier Easter. Mm-hmm. So some of the numbers that you see on the online side being strong and in line is thanks to that earlier Easter and the spring sale that they had, which wasn't there last year. So some of the weakness that we're seeing in the guidance may be due to the online business, but we'll find out when they start talking on the call.
Poonam, what about advertising here? This is something that not just on the Prime Video, which is relatively new, but the ad business over the last few years has just grown massively when it comes to the search function. Talk to us about what you saw with advertising this quarter.
Advertising was strong. Once again, relatively in line with expectations to a little better. So we think that business continues to grow at a 20%+ clip. And we think that will continue, especially with the layering on of the Prime Video advertising business. What I'd say there is, when you think about the two big businesses that it has outside of retail, they're very, very high margin businesses, both advertising and AWS. So when we see the cash flow generation that we saw in the quarter, it's really thanks to these two businesses growing at the rate that they're growing.
Anurag, I want to bring you back in because, one of the previews that we had on the Bloomberg today is, Amazon earnings to bring more scrutiny for AI tethered stocks, and just saying how kind of the bar was high coming off of Alphabet and Microsoft last week, right? Where they showed, hey, listen, all this money that we're spending on AI, it's paying off for us. We're trying to kind of find where the AI story and what it's doing for Amazon. What can you tell us there?
Yeah, and if you look at it, they launched a brand new product today called Amazon Q. You're going to see a lot of new enterprise products being launched by AWS because, you know, one way to look at it is on the consumer ChatGPT kind of stuff, they're not the player over there. They are more selling AI to corporations or large companies. Now, that's going to take time to build up, which is one of the reasons I'm saying that this high margin of 37%, 37.6% on Amazon Web Services is not going to last forever. It's going to go down slowly over the next few years. Now, that's not a bad thing because in a scalable model like this, to be able to give some of that back to gain revenue, I think it's a long-term really positive sign for AWS.
Anurag, $100 billion annual revenue run rate for AWS. That number, a surprise?
Oh, no. I mean, we wrote a big report and we don't see a reason why this won't be $200 billion one day. The question only is
when?
How long it's going to take. That's the big question is whether it's going to take 5 years to get there or 6 years, or 7 years. But the end markets are so large, you know, we remain confident that it's going to hit $200 billion over the next, you know, somewhere between 6 to 7 years.
Poonam, what are they going to do? Like one of the numbers we were just talking about with our TV colleagues, operating cash flow increased 82% to $99.1 billion for the trailing 12 months compared with $54.3 billion for the trailing 12 months that ended in March 31st, 2023. They got a lot of money coming in. Like, you know, there was some speculation. Do they do a dividend? Do they do buyback? Like, what do you want to be seeing that they do with their cash, certainly on the retail side of things?
I think while investors would like a dividend and buyback, I think they're going to invest back in the business. So to Anurag's point, you know, I think we are going to see CapEx rise on the AWS side especially. And they've said that. They've said that in the past that they do plan to take CapEx up there. So we do see them spending more there. But that cash flow generation is only going to go higher. You know, these margins that they're generating on the advertising business and the AWS business, and as those businesses scale even further, are going straight to the bottom line and offsetting any losses that they have. If that in the retail business.
You know, you said to Poonam that overall guidance for the company, and that seems to be the thing that was certainly we highlighted on the Bloomberg in terms of their revenue guidance, second quarter net sales, they see $144 billion to $149 billion. The street estimate is above that range at $150.21. You said, you know, might be because of the online business. What's the question you want to be hearing or that analysts are asking specifically on that call?
I think the first question is, how much did an earlier Easter help them in the spring sale? How much did that contribute to that 7% increase that they saw in online sales first party? Because if that was a few percentage points, then that kind of answers the question going into the second quarter. And then the other question I'd ask on the retail side is, you know, how are they doing in terms of just gaining share online against these rising threats from Temu and Shein? I don't know if they'll ever answer that, but clearly those businesses are growing very rapidly. And is there something else that they're doing to offset those competitive threats?
Anurag, I'm just taking some time to look through the cloud results here. And one thing that was notable going into this report is that there was some discussion about sales growth at AWS slowing to a record low last year, businesses cutting back on tech spending. They wanted to bring those computing bills that ballooned during the pandemic under control. Now you have Jassy out in a statement saying essentially that the combination of companies renewing their infrastructure modernization efforts and the appeal of AWS's AI capabilities is reaccelerating AWS's growth rate. Is that him saying companies are done cutting back on their cloud spend? Is that him saying the worst is behind us when it comes to companies tightening their belt?
Yeah, and frankly speaking, he had to say that because both Microsoft and Google came up with very good numbers. Now, when you look at AWS commitments, they gave out a figure called cloud commitments, which is people signing long-term contracts. Even in the last, you know, I would say 1.5 to 2 years, those numbers have been very strong, 25%, 30%, even higher, which means people are making those commitments. They're not just using them. They're not using those cloud credits. They're just pacing themselves into a variable cost model. And then when economic conditions improve for their clients, they will, you know, get the consumption up. And that's what we're seeing right now.
Anurag, what's your number one question for the call?
The number one question is, can you break out your AI workloads versus the non-AI workloads on AWS, because Microsoft's already saying, so if Microsoft sales growth is, let's say, you know, 30%, 7 percentage points of that is because of AI. I want to know that exact number for AWS. I don't think they're going to give it this time, but that's my number one question.
Hey, forgive us, but we got earnings crossing again right now. Shares of AMD down about 4.2% in the after hours. Second quarter revenue coming in at $5.4 to $6 billion. Estimates were for the midpoint there, 5.7. First quarter adjusted EPS did beat estimates. Should note also operating margin coming in above estimates at 21% versus estimates of 20.8%. First quarter CapEx, though, coming in way above estimates. $142 million, Carol. Estimates were for $118.4 million.
AMD now down more than 5% in the aftermarket. Amazon, we continue to talk about it. Their cloud unit posting the strongest sales growth in a year, a sign that the retailer's most profitable unit is recovering from a slump as businesses resume spending on technology projects. And we've seen the shares certainly rally here in the aftermarket. We're talking with Poonam Goyal and Anurag Grana of our intelligence, Bloomberg intelligence team. Poonam, is there anything in here, too, that you get an idea of kind of how consumers are doing? Certainly Amazon is such a great key metric when it comes to this. What are you seeing in that front?
I think Amazon continues to take share. So when we look at the consumer dynamics today in retail, Amazon has been taking share. Most of the consumer is still cautious. They're still trading down to value. They are spending where they want to spend, and they're spending more on staples than they are on discretionary. So I think the numbers that they've posted today show that they continue to take share.
And I just want to point out, Amazon shares now are only up about 1% here. So they've definitely pared back some of their earlier moves.
Put them on a report like this. I see the way that Amazon is dominating when it comes to cloud, when it comes to advertising, when it comes to online retail. They're in healthcare now. Mm-hmm. They're getting everywhere. And I guess my question for you is about regulatory risk here. FTC has a suit filed against the company. And I'm wondering how investors should think about regulatory risk here. I mean, this is a close to $2 trillion company.
Well, we have analysts that cover it on the regulatory side. And I think so far the BI opinion is that we don't see a big risk to the Amazon business as it stands today, though we also don't see a breakup happening. We put very low probability on that. And, you know, when you think about the different businesses that Amazon competes in, it is a dominant share in many of them, but it's also a very small share in many of them, like the few that you mentioned, healthcare. You know, Amazon's still a very small player in the healthcare business, in the grocery business where they're trying to make inroads. They're very small there. They are a large retailer, but most of their retail business is third-party operated, more than 60%. So there's arguments to be made on both sides, but our opinion at BI is that it's not going to be easy for the FTC to force a breakup here.
I see Anurag just nodding his head from Chicago right now. I'm wondering your thoughts on this, Anurag, and if you have anything to add when it comes to AWS, because certainly they're the dominant player. I mean, they invented the category, no question.
Yeah, but they invented the category, and Microsoft's been closing that share like for a while now. Yeah. And in AI, Microsoft doing far better. Google's growing much faster. Microsoft growing even faster. So nobody can say that they dominate the cloud space right now. You know, they have to watch their heels at any given time. You see the number of product releases from AWS and the amount of, you know, marketing they're putting behind it just to say that they're not behind Microsoft. So I would not say that they are a monopoly when it comes to cloud. I mean, there's so many players at this point.
Well, it's so funny that you say that. I'm reading through the press release right now, and there's like a ton of stuff on AI, but it's just a lot of stuff. And I guess, you know,
exactly. What
are you looking for, Anurag, as you read through like what they're doing here and Amazon Q and what they're doing with Salesforce? Like what is it that you're looking for as you parse through what's a lot of words?
Yeah. So the way you want to think about it, Microsoft disclosed some numbers. When we back into that, it shows us that Microsoft, just on their cloud business, is generating $1 billion a quarter at this point, which is a quarterly revenue of $4 billion. Amazon's not going to give any close to number like that. They are nowhere close to that. So I think that's basically shows that the competition is really tough right now. And they have to launch all these products in order for enterprises or companies to embrace it so that they can, down the road, give that number out. So if they give a number out, I think it'll be a very, very different ballgame tomorrow. But I doubt that's going to happen.
Hey, Poonam, in our conversations last week about Meta Platforms, we spoke to your colleague, Mandeep Singh, a lot about how advertising was, how AI at Meta platforms was being used to really help with advertising. And I kind of want to frame the same question to you. It's about e-commerce and how what Amazon is doing when it comes to AI. We talk a lot about that in the context of AWS, but how does it help the core business, getting people to buy more stuff and get more stuff delivered at Amazon?
Yeah, I mean, AI, generative AI especially, is crucial for retail. In fact, we think it's one of the biggest drivers to the surge or the next leg of growth that you're going to see online. When you think about generative AI and you think about search, right, we go shop online, we put something in the search bar, and we get a million responses. Half of them, more than half of them, are not relevant. So as you increase the relevancy of the search, you're going to also increase conversion because you're giving customers what they want. So huge, huge ROI in getting the search right. And then outside of that, you know, there are a lot of tools, whether it's using Gen AI to create your marketing, to create product. There are so many things that you could do with Gen AI on the e-commerce product side that are really beneficial to the customer experience. And in fact, you know, outfitting yourself, for example, using AI tools, using visual tools to be able to create these scenarios. It's all about increasing conversion when it comes to using AI for e-commerce.
All right, guys, still watching shares of Amazon up about 2.6%. This, as it we mentioned earlier, reporting a strong cloud unit sales, rising AI demand. But again, that second quarter net sales forecast is a little bit light than what the street is forecasting. What could they say, Anurag, on the call that would make you a little bit more nervous? Because right now, investors seem to be pretty pleased with this report.
Yeah, I mean, on the cloud side, if they go out and say that the growth for next quarter is going to be much lower than what it is, mm-hmm. then it's a cause for concern because their competitors have not said that. So one would imagine that if the current quarter growth rate was around 17%, they should grow in that same range, 16-17% in the next quarter also. If they go out and said it's only going to be 10, 12, 11, then I think that's a problem.
Same question to you, Poonam. What could they say on the call that might make you be a little bit more hesitant on this company?
If they say retail growth or the e-commerce business has slowed to low single digits,
okay.
I would be a little concerned or even turn negative.
All right. Listen, we so appreciate both of you weighing in on a company that's not a little complicated. I don't know that I want to say complicated, but yeah, a lot of moving pieces.
And nice so you need a whiteboard, right?
We do. Yeah. And so great to get both of their perspectives. Poonam Goyal, she's senior analyst for e-commerce, Athleisure, off-price retail on Zoom from India.
Where it's 2 a.m. So thank you, Poonam.
Oh my God, we owe you. We owe you. And Anurag Rana, always so helpful when we have to go through these reports. Senior technology analyst at Bloomberg Intelligence joining us from our Chicago bureau. Really, both of them. We so, so appreciate the insight.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Meet Gary. Gary's about to become an Einstein in an instant.
Whoa, Einstein hair. I like it.
That's right, Gary, because you're using Salesforce powered by Einstein AI to connect data, predict business trends, generate personalized content, and wow customers.
I do feel a lot smarter.
Because you're not just Gary anymore. You're Gary, empowered by Einstein AI.
Did you hear that, team? I'm an Einstein.
Oh, can I get a selfie?
The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.